It's been 8 months since the House and Senate Intelligence Committees started looking into the apparent failure of U.S. agencies to detect the plotting of the September 11th attacks. But now that those committees are about to begin their hearings on the matter, they're confronted with new evidence. A letter that FBI counsel Colleen Rowley sent from her field office in Minneapolis to FBI Director Robert Mueller just this week. In it, she accuses FBI headquarters of erecting a roadblock to the investigation of Zakaria Moussaoui, who was arrested in Minneapolis last August. She also says agents at the field office were so concerned they even went to the CIA for help. Senator Bob Graham is a Florida Democrat who is co-chairman of the Joint Intelligence Committee that's about to begin hearings. Graham says Rowley's allegations raise serious questions about the culture of U.S. intelligence.
Why has there been this lack of imagination to see what appears to be neon lights of problems and to treat them as being routine matters in some critical cases unworthy of further investigation?
Graham said today that no one piece of information would have avoided the September attacks, but he said there were many clues. The House Senate Committee is also investigating the so-called Phoenix Memo, written by another FBI agent who found out Middle Eastern men with ties to Osama bin Laden were taking flying lessons in the U.S. Moussaoui sought to take flying lessons in Minnesota. He's now charged with conspiring in the September attacks. Florida Republican Porter Goss is the House co-chairman of the investigating committee. He says Rowley's letter echoes previous disclosures.
I detected in this letter the same problem that I have detected in a lot of conversation with some of our finest hardworking people around the world doing some very difficult, dirty, dangerous work for our intelligence agencies in far remote corners. And that is a frustration in the field that people are not willing to take risk in Washington and don't want the boat rocked.
Goss, himself a former CIA agent, also said the Moussaoui investigation could lead to changes in laws dealing with the gathering of evidence or the apprehension of criminals. Rowley's letter reportedly complained that agents had trouble getting a warrant.
We need to understand that it isn't just failure of human beings, if there are failures, that we're worried about. It's our questions of our systems and our laws.
Goss and Graham say their first weeks of hearings will be closed to the public, citing national security concerns. But they plan to begin holding public sessions by the end of next month, when they hope to call the heads of the FBI and CIA. The committee has been criticized for taking so many months to hold its first hearing. It was also divided over its mission, and it's seen its initial staff director resign. In a letter sent to members of Congress yesterday, the panel now says it's reviewed over 100,000 documents and interviewed nearly 175 people. The committee heads also wrote that they believe their joint investigation is the most effective means of congressional oversight. But the Democratic leadership in Congress has been pressing for another probe to be conducted by an independent commission. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said there's bipartisan support for such an investigation.
And I think there are growing numbers of Republicans who now publicly acknowledge that. Just in the last week, Senator Hagel, Senator McCain, Senator Grassley, and others have indicated support for a commission. I think that number will grow over the week.
The Bush administration has resisted that independent commission, but today neither Goss nor Graham rejected the idea when asked. Beth Fertig, NPR News, Washington.
FBI Director Robert Mueller has asked for another investigation, this one by the Justice Department Inspector General. It will also investigate the points in the memo from Agent Colleen Rowley. Rowley argues the FBI could have included more evidence in a request for a warrant to search the belongings of Zakaria Moussaoui. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports now that the memo is the latest disclosure to provoke self-questioning at the FBI.